In a world where every secret seems destined to be unveiled, there lies a book, ancient and profound, filled with narratives that go beyond the surface of human understanding. The Bible, revered by billions, is often seen as a collection of holy stories and divine instructions. But beneath its sacred texts lie some of the darkest secrets known to humanity. Stories of betrayal, violence, and suffering are intricately woven into its fabric. Yet, within these dark narratives, there are powerful lessons, profound truths, and deep motivations that can inspire us to live with greater faith, hope, and love. Have you ever wondered why such troubling stories are included in a holy book? Why does the Bible reveal the darkest corners of human nature alongside the divine? These questions lead us to uncover the extraordinary power of God's grace, redemption, and the ultimate triumph of good over evil. Join me on a journey through the Bible's most haunting stories, not to dwell on the darkness, but to uncover the light that shines through them. We will explore the depths of human frailty and God's boundless mercy, drawing lessons that will empower and motivate us to live righteously in a world fraught with challenges. My friend, I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. 1. The Fall of Man, Genesis 3 verses 1 to 24. The story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is a foundational narrative in the Bible. It reveals the first instance of human disobedience and the consequential fall from grace. The serpent's deception and Eve's subsequent temptation highlight the vulnerability of humans to sin. Yet, even in this dark moment, there is hope. God's immediate response is not one of abandonment, but of provision. He clothes Adam and Eve, symbolizing his ongoing care despite their disobedience. Despite our failures, God's grace is ever present. When we stumble, God's mercy provides for us, and his love offers a way back to him. We must strive to obey God's commands, but when we fall short, we can find solace in his forgiveness and provision. 2. Cain and Abel, Genesis 4 verses 1 to 16. The tale of Cain and Abel, the first brothers, is marked by jealousy and murder. Cain's envy leads him to commit the first act of fratricide. This story is a stark reminder of the destructive power of unchecked anger and jealousy. However, God's interaction with Cain also reveals his justice and mercy. Though Cain is punished, he is also protected by God, emphasizing that even in our darkest moments, God's mercy can reach us. Anger and jealousy can lead to devastating consequences, but God's justice is fair, and his mercy is boundless. We should seek to control our negative emotions and trust in God's plan for our lives. 3. The Flood, Genesis 6-9. The story of Noah's Ark is both a narrative of destruction and salvation. God decides to cleanse the earth of its rampant wickedness through a flood, but he spares Noah and his family, along with pairs of every living creature. This story underscores the gravity of sin, but also highlights God's desire to preserve and renew. The rainbow, as a sign of God's covenant, symbolizes hope and his promise never to destroy the earth by flood again. Sin has severe consequences, but God offers a path to salvation. In times of trial, we must cling to God's promises and trust in his faithfulness. 4. The Sacrifice of Isaac, Genesis 22, verses 1 to 19. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham, and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father! And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram, and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Abraham's test of faith when asked to sacrifice his son Isaac is one of the most dramatic and challenging stories in the Bible. Abraham's willingness to obey God, even to the point of sacrificing his beloved son, demonstrates profound faith and trust. God intervenes at the last moment, providing a ram as a substitute, thus highlighting his provision and faithfulness. True faith often requires profound trust and obedience, even when we do not understand God's plans. God's provision is always timely, and he rewards our faithfulness. 5. The story of Job, Job 1-42. The book of Job addresses the problem of suffering and divine justice. Job, a righteous man, endures immense suffering, losing his wealth, health, and family. His friends wrongly accuse him of sinning against God. Despite his intense suffering and questioning, Job remains faithful. God eventually restores Job's fortunes, doubling his previous wealth and blessing him with new children. Suffering is a part of the human experience, but it does not signify God's abandonment. Our faithfulness during trials is precious to God, and he will ultimately restore and bless those who remain steadfast. 6. David and Bathsheba, 2 Samuel 11-12. King David's adultery with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of her husband, Uriah, is one of the Bible's darkest stories. David, a man after God's own heart, falls into severe sin. The prophet Nathan confronts David, leading him to repentance. Although David faces severe consequences, including the death of his child, God's grace allows him to continue his reign and eventually bring forth Solomon, through whom the messianic line continues. Even the most faithful can fall into sin, but genuine repentance brings forgiveness. God's grace can redeem any situation, no matter how dire. 7. Jezebel and Ahab, 1 Kings 16 verses 29-34-21. The story of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel is a tale of corruption, idolatry, and evil. Jezebel's influence leads Ahab and Israel into the worship of Baal, resulting in God's judgment. Elijah, God's prophet, challenges their wickedness, ultimately leading to their downfall. This narrative demonstrates the destructive power of evil leadership, but also the unwavering resolve of God's prophets. Leadership has a profound impact on a nation's spiritual health. Even in the face of widespread corruption, God raises up righteous individuals to stand for truth and justice. 8. The Babylonian Exile, 2 Kings 24-25. The Babylonian exile is a period of immense suffering for the Israelites. Due to their persistent disobedience and idolatry, God allows Babylon to conquer Jerusalem, destroy the temple, and take the Israelites into captivity. However, through prophets like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God promises restoration and a future hope. The exile eventually ends with the Israelites' return to their land and the rebuilding of the temple. Disobedience to God has severe consequences, but his promises of restoration and hope remain. God's faithfulness endures, and he is always ready to bring his people back to him. 9. Judas Iscariot, Matthew 26 verses 14 to 16, 27:1-10. Judas Iscariot's betrayal of Jesus for 30 pieces of silver is one of the most tragic and infamous stories in the New Testament. Judas' actions lead to Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. Despite being one of Jesus' chosen disciples, Judas succumbs to greed and ultimately ends his life in despair. This narrative reveals the devastating impact of betrayal and the tragic consequences of rejecting Jesus' offer of forgiveness. Betrayal is deeply painful, but Jesus' response shows us the power of forgiveness. We must guard our hearts against greed and temptation, seeking instead to remain faithful to Christ. 10. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5 verses 1 to 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much?" She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Ananias and Sapphira's deceit in the early church is a sobering story. They lie about the proceeds from the sale of their property, attempting to deceive the apostles and the Holy Spirit. Their immediate deaths serve as a stark warning against hypocrisy and dishonesty within the church. This story underscores the seriousness of integrity in our relationship with God and the community of believers. Integrity and honesty are vital in our walk with God. We must strive to be transparent and truthful in our dealings, recognizing the seriousness of our commitments to God and each other. The Bible's dark secrets are not meant to terrify or condemn us, but to reveal the depth of human frailty and the magnificence of God's grace. Each story, filled with sin and suffering, is also a testament to God's unending love and mercy. Through these narratives, we learn the importance of obedience, the power of repentance, and the hope of redemption. As we reflect on these profound lessons, let us be motivated to live lives of faith, integrity, and trust in God. Even in the darkest moments, God's light shines through, offering hope and guiding us towards a deeper relationship with Him. May these stories inspire us to embrace God's grace, live righteously, and share His love with a world in desperate need of His light. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us, With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.